There is no one map to cancer care. Every case is unique. Marlene Cushing is a retired public health nurse who has seen many cancer patients.
There's many different kinds of therapy. Some people need surgery. Some people get chemotherapy. Some people get immunotherapy, which the process is a lot like chemotherapy. And finally, some people get radiation. Some get combinations of everything.
Cushing says that some people just get palliative care.
That means care to reduce their symptoms and support them in making the most out of the time that they have left.
Cushing works with Beat the Odds. It's a nonprofit group under the tax umbrella of the local hospital. They support people with cancer in many ways. Some people get travel vouchers or access to an apartment in Seattle. Others get help with chores. That's a service Pia Riley sees as crucial.
It was very helpful when you can't go to the grocery store yourself and you don't have anybody else around, you know.
Riley volunteers with Beat the Odds. She has lived in Petersburg for decades, but is originally from Sweden. And she has survived cancer 3 times. Beat the Odds runs a cancer support group in town. It's been many years since Riley had cancer, but she still goes to support others. She says it's a time mortality really comes up for people.
I think people need to have the hope that even if it's looking, you know, not so good, then there's still hope. It didn't look good for me either, but I'm here after that many years, so.
Counselor Leah Stanton-Greger facilitates the support group. She tells me that a new diagnosis can be really overwhelming.
There's just the kind of initial knowledge that, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I have cancer. Now what? And sometimes that can be so all-consuming that, you know, initially those initial stages are just needing to be able to talk about that and kind of debrief about that reality.
People in the support group also share practical information.
From there, though, often people will look to others, maybe, you know, in the group in particular to say, now what? You know, what do I do? Or here's what my experience is, and does this seem right? You know, that this is what my doctors are recommending, because there's just so much kind of information coming at them quickly, usually, too.
Beat the Odds also buys supplies for the hospital. They've purchased comfortable chairs for chemotherapy and special IV pumps and blankets. Riley says these details are important.
You know, the hours you're spending up there getting your chemo, and those warm blankets really helps.
Cushing tells me Beat the Odds pays for cancer treatment training in Petersburg.
We've paid for training for the local nursing staff so that people don't have to travel away from town to get that kind of treatment, which is really, really important.
Riley was one of those first people to get chemotherapy in Petersburg.
I assumed that I was going to have to go back and forth, you know, to Seattle. So it was a big surprise, and it really helped me to be able to be home and be strong in between treatments, because when you're in your own home, it's so much easier to heal, right? So being by the water and watch the whales and being in the woods and stuff like that helps. Yeah.
This year, Beat the Odds budgeted over $33,000 for cancer support. The largest amounts will go to travel expenses and medical center training and supplies. Reporting for KFSK in Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.